little city in Massachusetts. Where are we, like, weirdly, have people that listen in
Michigan.
Detroit, Michigan.
Detroit, Michigan.
Nice. Yeah. Yo, let's go to fucking Detroit.
Detroit, hometown show.
Did you talk mad shit about how you drove through Detroit, and it was just, like, super, like, you're like, it was the grimiest shit.
No, that was Chicago. Get Chicago. It right. Chicago's grimy as shit. I don't care.
Everyone from that I've ever met from Detroit is ready to throw a punch at any given second. I swear by that.
I love that.
So they're pretty chill.
Love that vibe.
All right, homies. Welcome back to 20% Podcast.
20%. Woo-hoo-hoo. We're going to have a less shitty episode than last time.
Yeah, we apologize. Last week was ass. Yeah, no one's listening to it for a good reason.
Yeah, they probably started it with the first minute of...
We were on way too much Adderall. There's too much gum chewing. We couldn't stay on one topic.
A lot of emotions being tossed around everywhere.
It was not good.
It was not
20% like.
It was 90 milligrams of not worth it.
Yeah, bro, you did like 92 milligrams of Adderall.
Okay, I got some stuff going on. And I don't
wild it.
Maybe I prefer not to be judged.
But that's why the headline is like casual drug use. We're checking off the box for sure.
Yes. Cyrus being real,
real casual.
92 fucking milligrams. Low
key. I like to keep it low key.
Super low key. Super chill.
Okay. Yeah, Halloween's over, done with. It's in the grave. How was your guys' Halloween?
It was eventful. I
wanted to be more drunk.
Okay, yeah, I want to go to a party. Okay, so back to the party thing. I want a real party.
Me too. Yeah. I want to rage. I want to fall off a balcony or something.
I warned you guys from the get-go that it was exactly what I said it was gonna be.
I just don't know how I didn't end up shit-faced.
Okay, so we have Genesis back, guest starring. Genesis, you were Hot Rod for Halloween.
I was.
Ryan, you were Jim from The Office. Three hole punch. Yeah. Okay.
I was a bumblebee.
You were a bumble bitch.
Bumble bitch.
Yeah. And you were a plumber?
I was a plumber with it was one of Ryan's like hand-me-down costumes and it was a shirt that said laying pipe since 1969.
And the company was like more hose.
That is such a good shirt. Where did you get that?
My friend last year got it for me and I wore it to a party.
I love it. Really good.
For his impromptu, because literally all week we're like, what are we gonna do? And then like we were just kind of like,
we just want to get.
Oh no, what?
I just looked low.
Okay. Yeah. We fuck up a lot. We're expecting another one.
but it turned out good, I think.
Like, we are good at.
We looked stunning.
Yeah.
We killed it. So let's lay out the night because I remember like 10% of it. Mm-hmm. So we need to walk this through.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
ooh,
Lacey
too. So we decided
too.
To meet at the bar, and I haven't been to the bar since COVID really like started, at least over here. And it was the saddest I've ever seen that bar look. We sat at the 20 pod table.
Mm-hmm.
The 20 pod table.
We did. That's where we decided we were going to like make this podcast.
Is that booth?
Okay. That's awesome.
But it was. It was so sad in there.
Yeah.
yeah, that place was fucking depressing.
Places? Like, let's just. Okay, I get it. Like, dude, people are dying. This is not safe. it's not safe to,
so nonchalant.
But, at the same time, you know, I mean, I just want to go party, and I want to dance, and I want to see a lot of people.
I'm right with you there. I just want to shake.
I want to dance till I die.
I just want to dance too.
We just want to shake our the 20% just wants to shake our ass. Okay.
Yes. I feel like that shouldn't be a lot to ask for.
Yeah. No. I don't know. Let's go to a strip club. All
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally down.
We're going to Vegas.
Yeah. Vegas, kick it off the New Year.
Vegas, New Year's
strip club.
Like this podcast here just makes so many plans.
And then we don't.
Yeah. Make a plan.
We're like, oh, I guess we're just going to like Spokane or something.
We can go to State Line, that strip club.
Oh God.
Stories. But yeah, so we went to Pub 44, then we back what went were to our place.
What were we drinking there?
We were drinking green tea shots.
Yeah, we had some green tea shots.
Long
and those were pretty good. That's what they're called.
I wish they were a little more sour, but
yeah.
It's a good way to kick off the night for sure.
Yeah. And then we migrated.
Yes.
So we made it back to our house, Ryan and Cyrus's place.
Yep.
And that's where we started drinking heavily on your wines.
So yeah.
Amount of mixing that I did.
Because Long Islands have everything.
And I started the night off with a Mac and Jack, a can of Mac and Jack.
Oh, no.
And then I went to Long Islands. And then we were drinking wine at your house.
Mm-hmm. And then White Claws. You had a White Claw.
Yep. And tequila shots.
Yep. Did you have any of that Crown Apple and Cran?
No.
Okay. Okay.
You know what
does to me.
Yeah, for sure. Sure.
And then we went to your friend's house, Lacey, from the Bucks, from the Starbucks.
So
and
then
that was
we met
cool.
up with all the Starbucks coworkers.
It was.
We were literally half the party. It was pretty small.
Oh yeah.
And we just show up rowdy as fuck. But wait, can we talk about? We go to Safeway. Right?
Oh yeah.
Walking around the Safeway, and we're like, where the heck did Ryan disappear? Like, that's so Ryan.
Yeah.
Like,
where'd he go? Fucking unbelievable.
And okay, I was wearing some very cool sunglasses in the car, and I lost them, and I was looking for them, and everyone got out of the car, and Cyrus's car is a piece of shit, and
hey, it's a brand new 97.
And when I went to open the door, I was locked in all four doors.
Yeah, so you can only.
And dude, I was like so drunk and like dejected. I was like,
It's funny because I remember looking into the car and not seeing you in the back seat. It's like a movie, like Home Alone, where it gets left. Like,
yeah, the cover. No. The thumbnail for this episode needs to be Ryan Macaulay Culkin posing in the Home Alone.
Yay!
It's just Ryan. Oh no.
But then I ended up like going to the bathroom and like going back to the car, and I'm like, Ryan, there you are. Like, what are you doing? And he's like, I got stuck.
You could get out through the back.
I'm not climbing through the fucking hatch.
Okay, so none
dude.
Of my doors work.
And
from
he was too.
Why were you just were rumbling around on the ground? That's so funny to me. What?
Hmm.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and then after Safeway, we made it to the party where we were the party.
We were. We showed up at the party.
We were.
Half a gallon of tequila in hand.
And we're just loud and rowdy, too.
Oh,
yeah. We just come in like, hey, what's up?
Party's here.
Say something.
Okay.
Talk.
I'm trying. Everyone, when we got there, everyone was sitting around in a circle playing a card game, and we just come in. Ryan was fucked up already. Lacey was easing steady towards blacked out.
No, and then we forced everyone to take tequila shots with
us. Oh yeah, of course. The second we walk in there,
I think there were at least two or three people that were like, "I don't really want a shot."
I know.
Like, nope, shots.
And I don't know why, but every time someone's like, "No, I don't want a shot. I don't want a shot," I'm like, "You're taking a shot."
Yeah, so we forced everyone to take
you
tequila
have to
shots
have a
with
good
us.
Time.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't like drinking at all. I just don't. None of it agrees with me.
Yeah.
More
of a drug guy.
Yeah, literally every other substance besides alcohol.
You're down.
I mean, yeah, I mean, fair. That's the thing. It makes me completely normal.
That's
like, I don't act out. Like,
what? Are you talking about alcohol?
So, yeah. So please explain to me. Like, I remember like nothing. I remember going to the party, and that's it. Like,
I think we showed up.
So
we
went
all
to the party.
A couple shots. I actually
yeah,
don't know if you
shots.
Did. I'm going to assume maybe you did shots.
We played Pong.
I didn't even know I
played. Yeah, you played Pong.
Played Cup Pong. You remember none of Cup Pong.
We won. Abby and I won.
Nice.
Okay.
Abby held the team.
Hell
shout
yeah,
out to Abby. But we
shout
won.
Real winners.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just remember playing the Pong and just like going up for my shot. And Lacey, you were trying to mess with me and like mess with my concentration. And you were like, "Your mom's on meth."
I'm sorry.
Real friendly game of Pong.
You got me there.
I'm just gonna air out your shit. I'm so sorry.
I do remember because I was kind of in and out of the living room and like in and out of outside and like I was all over the place. every time I came back into the living room, Lacey and Ryan were more drunk than the last time I saw them.
Hell yeah.
And eventually, Ryan was just on the ground, laying down on the ground by the front door, dead.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And really? I picked you up. Yep. And that's what, because you were in my way. I was trying to go walk to get some cigarettes, and you were in my way. And then I was like, you want to go? And you're like, yeah. Yeah, I want to go.
You see this guy clearly so blackout drunk that he's laying on the ground. You're like, yeah, that's who I want to take out of this safe house and bring onto the street.
So explain to me what like what happened outside, because
We got out. We started walking. We didn't know where we were going at all. And we ended up just like moseying down the street. And then I don't know what got into you, but you just went fucking insane and you started running all over the place. I think this is what sobered me up, actually, so fuck you for this. You just started running all over the place. You were running up to people's front doors, and you were like, let's just go in, let's just do it, let's just go in. And I'm like, no, definitely not, no. And we were just running. You were just running down the street, and I was following you because I didn't want to be left alone out there.
Let's go
I
in.
I had no choice but to follow your drunk ass down the street. At one point in time, you just, like, dipped. You did this little, like, thing.
Juke.
Yeah, this little juke, and you dipped, ran, and dipped. And I was like, oh, my fucking God. It was into an apartment complex.
You're like, everyone's going to be so pissed. I lost Ryan.
There was this huge white dude outside, and he was just watching all of this, like, go down. And I don't even know what he was thinking.
Hot rod costume.
Yeah, literally. Hot rod costume, tits out, and then a well-dressed dude. Running amok outside in God knows what fucking neighborhood we were at. And so you dipped. I walk into this like apartment complex, and I'm like, Ryan, trying to like cause a ruckus.
And then we end up getting kicked out, and I have no idea where you guys
are. So the owners of the house were just like, hey, and I had no idea what was like really going on, but he was just like, hey, are you guys good to leave? And I'm just like, oh, yeah, let me just find my people. And then that's when I realized that you guys were missing.
And you said I was just peeing with my dick out in the street? Like,
Yeah, so once I found you in that apartment complex, you ran away from me again into a bush. I got into this bush to get you out. And you were, like, rolling around and all sorts of fucking shit. And so I pulled you out of this bush, and then we get back on the main road, and you're like, I gotta take a piss. And I'm like, okay, there's a bush right there. And you're like, nah. Just guard me. Just get my back. So we're standing ass to ass. And you're just like, I was like in the middle being like, Ryan, I think that you should just like go pee in a bush. Like, I don't think that this is
the move.
And before I can even say anything, your dick's out and you're already peeing. But we're standing back to back on a main road behind nothing. So the people coming from my way facing me can't see you. But everyone else coming from your way, you're just out in the open. You're not doing anything. And only cars were coming. And I was like, hey, Ryan, I feel like you should pinch it and we should get going. And you're like, I'm almost done. And I was like, okay, not to rush you or anything, but you have shown three cars your dick so far, so happy I feel Halloween. Like shake it off, let's go. And then we get done, and then we start walking, and you go, oh my God. And I was like, what? You go, look at that puddle. I was like, nice one, dude. Nice. That was super good. I'm really proud of you.
I haven't been happier in so long. Like, that's a shit that like makes me just so feel so fulfilled.
I think the happiest you're at is when you're just doing dumb shit and just like wrecking.
Yeah, when I don't have to be when I don't have to be anywhere.
You were so free.
That's
you looked like Solano. Like, you know, when you let a cage
we should take
burn.
Mushrooms and go downtown again.
There you go. I like right. that.
Yeah.
Love that.
I think the four of us need to do that.
Oh,
the three or
boy.
Four of us. Lacey, I think
I'll drive.
I think this is a need for you.
A need?
Yeah, there's no, wants all. And there's needs, and this is definitely a need.
Yeah. I'm all right. You convinced me.
Yeah. No, we did shrooms in a small town on Friday Harbor, And like that was fun just with the few little people, but like there's so
the people there are so little.
They're so short over there. I don't know what's going on.
But with just like multiple people. What is about multiple people?
Just the big city. Just
I bet more, you just probably see more.
Just there's
shit.
So much more opportunity to fucking do weird shit.
Yeah.
But I was so pissed. Just then we had to go look for you guys, and
I can't believe you found them. Though.
I can't believe you found.
I don't know
either.
How you
I
saw
had
them.
No, I was.
How far away were we from the house?
You were walking to the store, and the I just I know that area, so I know where the closest store was. So it was like, all
right,
let's.
Were we
this
headed
way.
In the right direction?
Yeah, but,
nice.
But
go
like,
us.
Guys were,
I did so
you
good.
Guys would have been like walking for like a half, like 45 minutes to an hour, just to get to a store. Like,
yeah,
I was ready.
Felt like a good idea. I know.
Yeah.
We were just
but we had
on
been
board.
Kicked out, so it's like, okay, now we're like in a rush. Like
I know, I
like,
can't oh. believe you guys. I can't believe that I didn't notice that you guys were gone for so long.
Yeah,
like long enough for
how
all that shit to
happen.
How long
were we gone before the party ended?
I have no idea.
I didn't
know.
Feel like we were gone for that long, but then all of a sudden I saw you guys drive up and you're like, get in. I'm like, whoa.
Oh, they just met us outside somewhere.
Yeah, we were just
yeah just
we
up.
Were
literally
we
aimlessly
just
walking
and
down the street
because I had Genesis's phone.
Yes.
Perfect.
And
yes.
Your phone was like dead.
Yeah.
And so good. You guys literally didn't have any
oh my God.
Phone or anything, so we literally just had to go look for you because these people wanted us
so
at their
old
house.
School I love I it.
Yeah, so 90s.
So 90s.
Why didn't you have your pager on you?
Oh my
so
God.
So irresponsible.
We need them. And we could just page. Like,
yeah.
That'd be cool.
We do need to get pagers.
That'd be sick.
Let's go on Amazon. We do need tattoos.
Yeah, we're talking about getting some,
yes.
some tats.
We should probably schedule something like. Yeah. Or we could go to like Enemy Tattoo in South Everett.
It
I got
is.
Two tattoos down there.
It's just shitty because we can't like be there when each other gets tattoos right now. Like. There's only
tattoos, I thought you could.
No, like you have to be by yourself with a tattoo artist.
Man,
that's lame.
Sucks.
That's so lame.
It's very whack.
Now I feel dejected.
Yeah, you are dejected. Mm. So
you're dejected.
What time did the party end?
Probably like 10:30.
Yeah.
What?
It ended
really?
Very early.
What a bunch
yeah.
of squares.
Those are Lacey's friends, Ryan.
It's 10 o'clock on Halloween!
I don't know what happened. I don't know what the deal was.
No, I think there was an event that occurred that we don't know about. So
maybe some behind the scenes.
I think they were like upset with each other. But it is like, I don't know.
She's like, yeah, we don't want to talk about it. But like,
no, that's just
they
my
were
guess.
Beefing.
I don't know. Because they seemed upset with each other. I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know how. Tequila just brings out. Such a good side of me.
And then I just like kept apologizing. I was like, I'm sorry for the like obnoxiousness, I guess. I don't know, like
well, I texted her today too and I'm like, I'm sorry, like I'm like
specifically.
Thanks.
Yeah. I don't know what's happening. But yeah, I wanna go to a fun get together and I had fun meeting everybody and that was really awesome. Mm-hmm. And that was great. I wanna go to a big party, like a big
what
party.
Was that movie?
I see, I think
that we were talking
we
about.
Hosted it, we
what was that movie we were talking
party.
About?
Like a Project X.
Yes, that one.
Party, like a.
That's
big
what I want.
Yeah,
to.
Let's piss off the news.
I
want to
jump.
This large
I
want to
jump in
the
I'm swimming all pool.
On
fully
that note,
closed.
I don't want to host it. I'm just kidding.
That'd be so much fun.
I know. How many people do you think we'd get at a party?
We work in a restaurant, so we can invite a lot of people from our restaurant.
Everyone that works in a restaurant is always down to drink at any time.
Yeah, we could probably get like
easily.
A hundo?
Yeah. You can bring your friends or you can bring
everybody.
Remember that one birthday party that you guys threw for me and it ended up being
oh yeah.
Yeah.
Literally they were out there fucking directing traffic.
Yep, it was like I think it was my 19th or my 20th birthday party. Lacey and our friend Alicia threw me like a small get together and I just invited all my friends. And then somehow it turned into this raging house party. The cops got called. There were people outside.
There were everywhere. Enormous. I was like, I can't believe that this is my house right now because there was so many. Oh my gosh.
And I had literally started drinking and blacked out in an hour. I was drinking so fucking hard.
It was so big that literally like one of our actual friends was there. And then she noticed that her little brother and all of his, like, friends were there. And she's like, hey, like, why are you at this house party? Like, this is my friend's birthday party.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I don't know. I just heard there was a party over here.
We just got invited.
We should. What, let's, like, a moving out party at our place. Like,
yeah.
Because, like, yes. Fuck it.
Do you think we'd know enough
people? Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, we could get people.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, we could get people.
We got all the relapse of people.
Yeah.
And then just randos, like, fuck
yeah.
It. Yeah.
I'd be like, invite, people. You can invite whoever you want.
Because, I mean, yeah, we're, like, let's, like, move all the important shit out. Like, we're moving out, and, yeah, like, whatever happens, happens. Like, we'll, if someone, like, steals something, it's all dumb.
Exactly.
If someone puts a hole so in the wall, fun, like, we're probably not already going to get the security deposit back anyway. Like,
yeah, we'll just,
who cares?
Fuck, yeah,
fuck it.
Fuck it. I mean, you're the one on the lease.
Yeah, he has nothing to, yeah, he's playing with house money.
Ooh.
It's just on me. Whatever. And Dakota.
Dakota, you want to come to our party?
We're going to destroy the place.
Oh.
We got ourselves a judger.
Plato's so cute. He's the fifth podcast.
He's here, yeah, for support today.
No, that was a good-ass Halloween. Good. And then what, we just came back to our place and kicked it?
Like, no. That was,
yeah. Well, kind of. Then I, okay, so then I got every, I rounded you all up like cattle. And Genesis was the only sober one. And I was, and all, like, you and your girlfriend, right? And
Lacey.
Yeah, and Lacey, you all were whiny as fuck.
Yep.
Yeah, yep. I was like, everybody shut the, yep, fuck up.
What was I Cyrus was driving home.
Yeah, that was you guys. That's how
fucking
you guys
white knuckled on the steering wheel. Everybody shut the fuck up.
Oh no.
Yeah. I'm in his ear. Hey, can we stop and get some cigarettes? Because we never made it to that store.
I'm like, everybody shut up. And you're like, you're just, you're like, me too? And then he kept asking Lacey, like, where's my bottle? Lacey's like, I got, Lacey kept like passing out. She's like, I got it.
I did have it though. I grabbed that bad boy. I knew that was a big bottle to take.
I got it.
That was all I cared about. I just wanted to stop and get cigarettes.
We're gonna need this.
And then I just like, I hadn't eaten one thing that day. And I was like feeling like shit. And
you were hangry.
Yeah. And I was like, we're all going to Dick's, and we're all gonna fucking like it. And then I wake Lacey and Ryan up to say, hey, what do you want from Dick's? We are at Dick's currently. And
we're gonna go get some.
Lacey says, quote, I want nothing, multiple times. And then Ryan says, I don't want nothing, multiple times.
No, he said he wanted a milkshake.
No, I remember that.
Nope, not at first.
I asked specifically, okay, do you want a vanilla milkshake? Do you want that? Because no one else in the world wants vanilla milkshake, but you said, no, I don't. And you're the one person that does.
Vanilla milkshakes are good.
Cyrus literally had turned completely around and like get in Ryan's dead face and be like, Ryan. And like, did you slap him a little bit?
A couple times.
I think you did, yeah.
I totally have it together. I'm a grown man. This is as good as it gets.
Oh, yeah?
For sure, buddy. For sure.
I don't want to get into it. That's fucked.
But you did get me burgers.
Yeah, because I knew your lying drunk ass would want one.
But we got extra burgers. We got extra fries. Yeah. I feel like everyone was satisfied.
Yeah. I was very satisfied. Yeah. I do remember begging for ketchup, though. And then I think you got mad at me when I mentioned ketchup for like the 20th time.
I was like, really?
Oh, this just laughed. Yep. I had ketchup.
You said, I asked for ketchup. And luckily, I had an extra ketchup and I gave you one. But I was like, you didn't ask for one thing. Yeah. And you said you wanted nothing. So
right, or Cyrus made sure to be like, you didn't ask for shit.
No, it's like,
but
all you guys,
here's a ketchup.
Yeah, all you guys say one thing and then do another. It's like, you guys are like, you guys and my ex-wife should get some coffee sometime.
Cyrus was so fucking spent by the end of that night. Even I was like, oof.
Well, we joke around so much that drunk me couldn't tell that you weren't joking, I guess.
And I guess I kept saying
I don't know what would be funny about, like, we're at Dick's, what would you like to eat?
Oh, I got it.
Wouldn't it be it's gonna be funny if we have to
I didn't want anything
at the time.
I feel like everyone's talking over each other.
Oh.
It knock it off. Knock it off. I'm talking first. Stop, knock it off. I said no. No.
Stop talking at the same time that I'm talking. Knock it off.
We had to get a talking
stick.
This is a
professional podcast. We know what we're doing here.
That's crazy. I don't remember that house at all. And then like Lacey sent me all those pictures. I took pictures with everyone there. Mm-hmm. And I was just blown away.
And you would think that he's known them.
I'm very friendly.
You were very friendly drunk.
Yeah. I'm like, let's talk about everything.
Don't be friendly.
I just look over and this dog's just mean mugging me.
Because he wants up on that couch.
Oh, you're in the spot.
The beanbag's not enough for him.
He's such a cute dog.
Thank you. It's technically Andrea's dog.
Andrea's dog is a very cute dog.
A coworker just gave you this dog to watch and then hasn't come back for it.
Well, I offered to take, because he was spending a lot of time in a kennel and I had a fence yard. Mm-hmm. And at the time I had a jobless roommate that was home 24/7. So I'm like, yep. he can have attention whenever he wants and needs. And
now he's got
it just worked out a little better. Yeah.
He's happy.
But if she were to be like, hey, I want my dog back. Like, oof. I wouldn't, and it's not, it wouldn't, like, it would break my heart, it would shatter my heart, but I wouldn't be like, no, you can't have your dog back, because I did just offer to watch him until she had a good spot for him.
Okay, so I was thinking about, so I have two things about, hookers.
Uh-huh.
So update on, my aunt.
The goulash lady.
Helped raise me. I have an aunt named Lorraine. And she's like in-law of an in-law type aunt.
Okay.
I guess. So, but anyway, she raised me till I was about 6. I found money on the ground one time with her son. And I said, don't say nothing. We get in the house. He says, Cyrus found $20. And then my aunt goes, give it.
We're a snitch.
And rips it out of the 6-year-old's hand. And I always remember that moment. So every time I get bored, I text her. I've said this before, but I text her and then I'm like, hey, or I find her on Facebook because she's a sketchy person and she, you know, is a prostitute.
Yeah.
So she always is making new accounts. So I always message the account. I'm like, hey, you know, you owe me $20 and then, you owe me $20 like every few months. And then recently, as a child, she used to make horrible onion goulash. So I just texted her and said recently that her onion goulash is not good at all. And
just got a reminder.
Yeah, in all caps, at all. Not good at all.
Is that all you sent her?
That's all I sent her this last time. And then my mom called me and she's like, hey, you should stop messaging her because she's actually dying of stage 3 cancer currently. So,
but like, it still doesn't make your goulash not suck.
No, your goulash still isn't good.
No, it's objective.
Doesn't make it good, even if you put salt on it.
I'm sorry the stage 3 is getting you, but that goulash,
I'm not gonna say that she deserves stage 3 cancer.
No.
I'm not gonna say that.
That's a bold statement. Whoa. Yeah, I'm gonna clip that and ruin your life now. Like,
No. Well, I'm gonna discontinue the the messages. I don't regret any
that's very
of what
big
I
of
said.
You.
Fair. He's gonna tell his friends to stop doing it.
I know. I would message her.
Ryan, stop messaging her.
I can't make any promises.
No, this cancer's not cool. But what is cool is donating to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation, which is what Titty Lotion does. And our episode is brought to you by Titty Lotion.
Hey. TittyLotion.com.
TittyLotion.com. They have 1,000 milligrams of CBD.
That's so much.
Which is quite a bit. Okay, some products get as low as like 100 grams. So it's it's not 100 milligrams is what I mean. But that's just not very much. 1,000, it's a good amount, okay? And they donate to Breast Cancer Research Fund. And our discount code is 20%.
20.
For 25% off.
20%
off. That's
20%
a good deal.
Off, in this economy? In this.
And it looks bougie as heck.
It does. It's a clean bottle.
It says
titty on it. It looks
a clean bottle.
Yeah. And it's just fun to say. Titty lotion.
Titty lotion.
You know? We were saying that in the meeting. It's just fun to say.
Titty lotion.
Titty lotion.
Titty lotion.
Hey,
so go
what's
get yourself
that?
Some titty lotion.
Titty lotion.
Discount code on all of our pages. You can get it. Titty lotion's good.
So good.
Oh yeah, but another thing about prostitutes, I, you know, I brought this up before, I'll bring it up again. Ryan, you're still like on the fence a little bit, but everyone I've talked to, super down. And you know, there's a big movement, I feel like, about making sex work okay, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
I, you know,
yeah.
I think it should be legalized prostitution.
When they,
because then I think you could control it better. And
yeah.
When they legalized prostitution in Australia, the divorce rate dropped by like half.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's really weird.
That's kind of sad, though.
It makes you question monogamy, like, in a way. Like,
I do all the time. Like, who made this rule that you have to share everything with one person? That's crazy.
Yeah, that's weird about... Okay, so let me finish first.
Oh, sorry.
But, yeah, I want to get a... Okay, so we live in the Pacific Northwest in Seattle, where on Aurora and Highway 99, there's a lot of prostitutes all along.
Hey, maybe they're just highway. Very slutty CVS employees or something.
Yeah. They're on a cigarette break.
Cigarette. Week,
like. Yeah, but it's crawling with prostitutes.
Yeah,
it's great.
I was thinking we drive down there, pick up a lady for her hourly rate.
A night lady.
A nightly lady.
Night crawler. Mm-hmm.
I would probably want to get one during the day or something. I don't know.
A day walker? That's bold.
I don't know. It's pretty sketchy.
I know. I feel like it's like a sick vampire.
What if we?
Why are they out in the daylight?
What if you guys did that?
They're out. They shouldn't be.
Death. It's like a rabid raccoon.
Don't get near it.
Best case scenario. I'm just theoretically just with no speed bumps or anything like that. Okay. We go pick up a prostitute for her hourly wage, and you know, we'll all pitch in or something. Ryan, you don't have to, whatever, it's fine. And then, you know, we put some saran wrap on the couch, and then
that'll make her feel good.
We just,
yeah. Yeah,
here, that's gonna can make you her... just sit in this one spot. I mean,
like,
honestly,
it's gonna be hard to like kill a prostitute's ego, but like, that's
please,
gonna do it.
Please,
dude.
Don't
it's
touch
look
anything.
Like, we're gonna murder her, like, we go,
yeah, like an
like,
episode of fucking Dexter.
You can't get blood on this couch in case the cops go around.
Hey, a prostitute helped raise me, okay? Anyway, look how it turned out, okay? But we could just get her over here. Ryan, you don't want her at our house. But you're okay with throwing a big Project X party at our house. That's fine. We get her over to Lacey's house.
Hey.
I got this couch off the streets of Everett.
We get
so, for free.
This couch
so
has
think. Honestly,
prostitutes have been done on this couch.
Yep.
Yeah. For sure.
I can see it.
Best things.
Yeah. But we could just interview her and be like, "What's you know, what's the fucking average day in your life, man?
How would you raise a child?"
What? Yeah. I mean, yeah, we could do it.
You got a pimp.
But what if she just starts going crazy on us?
Yeah,
that sounds like
I don't know. There's four of us and one of them, like.
I know we picked you up in Shoreline, but unless get out of our house and ever take the bus.
I mean, unless some of us, like, one of us, like, switch sides. Like, all of a sudden, like, Lacey and Genesis are like, yeah, don't fucking talk to
her. Leave
her like
alone.
We all get
we respect
out.
Women in this household.
Lacey, you just, like, keep all the equipment. No, we need it for our podcast.
Yeah. It's about why
switching
we hate
things
men.
Up.
Fucking man.
You're nothing.
You know, that it could be a good idea. I'm just saying there's a lot of, like, potential, like, issues with it.
Oh, for sure. It is.
Which is fine. That's up our alley.
That's why we have to get a high-end escort.
It's like the it's
yeah.
like Will Ferrell. Yeah, I don't know. Well, I mean,
$500. We throw in $500.
No,
just
for an interview,
high-end.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we're there yet, but
yeah, no, yeah, we're getting the $90 special on 99. Okay, like, show me what you can do.
$99. That's so like... good. What a great way to market yourself.
Yeah.
The 99 special on 99.
It's catchy.
They've all heard of it.
If you're a prostitute on 99, you better start making deals.
Yes.
Yeah, we need to copyright that statement quick.
Yeah, I don't know. But it definitely sounds COVID cautious, and I think it's a smart thing to do.
Well, yeah, sure. No, I get it.
Yeah, live a little.
Election is in 2 days.
Yeah.
That's insane. That's very no, insane. Like, please, Cyrus didn't vote. Listen, which okay, is very upsetting.
Oh, I don't vote.
You didn't.
Snitch and tattletale. Okay, give me a good option. How about that?
Thank you. Do you want me to vote for the racist greedy guy or the senile guy that sniffs people?
The senile guy who sniffs people.
Oh, sure.
No, vote. Sure. I'm just saying, vote. I don't care who you vote for. Voting's just important.
Yeah, because there really is. Both of these people make decisions for your country that, and like one of them's going to make shittier like both decisions.
But yeah. No, I'm not going to get backed into a corner to vote for one shitty person or another.
Like, I'm just saying this. If Trump wins on Tuesday, I'm filing for a visa for another country.
I'll go to Canada with you.
None of them.
Let's go to Toronto.
Go to their countries because
of COVID.
There's like five countries open. I can look it up.
Like, if Trump wins, we're so fucked. Like, it won't even be funny anymore. Like, we're so fucked.
It's scary. Yeah.
It's horrifying. This is so pivotal. And yeah, I get it. Like, Biden's fucking crazy as shit too. But you know what? He's not like storming up like these huge like forces of hatred and racism and like bringing out the worst. Like
choosing
it's just
jobs
disgusting.
Over the environment. Like
it's just yeah. It's gonna be crazy. And even if Biden wins on Tuesday, it's still gonna be crazy. Cause like, what's Trump gonna do? And he's not gonna leave. Like he. Like,
well, nothing productive will be able to happen.
It's gonna be hilarious.
Oh, Turkey's open, so we can
go to Turkey.
Can go live in Turkey.
Oh, yeah, I've never been.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
Let's try it out.
I just heard nice things.
I think they'll get used to us.
Yeah. We're gonna scream American from
Turkish. 5,000. What do they eat over there?
Turkey.
Turkey. Everyone eats rice. That's
rice is good.
Exactly. It was a good bet.
Yeah. Rice is safe.
Oh, Serbia is open.
Oh, I love Serbia.
Love.
Serbia. Love it.
Love a good Serbian man.
It's so.
Wait, isn't it freezing cold in Serbia?
I think so.
It's a bit nippy.
That sounds
and
like
I think
it,
maybe Albania
like
is open.
Wow, the options.
Wow. What are we even doing here still?
Yeah,
I can't believe we go.
So,
we
good luck
can't.
With those visas, guys.
But Mexico's wide open, so
I think we could do Mexico.
Mexico would be
TJ.
Fun.
I think we could do Mexico.
Let's go to
for
TJ
sure.
And try not to get murdered.
When Genesis and I were in Mexico, we got so many proposals out on that street.
Oh, we did.
They love us.
We'd be doing just fine in Mexico. Me and Lacey.
Literally constantly.
Yep.
This old man came up to me in the market and was like, if you marry me, I'll give you whatever you want. He's like, come down in Mexico and stay with me.
Yeah.
And it was literally like this like 40s, 50s year old little man.
Oh, easily.
Oh, man, I trust him.
Me and Lacey were really killing it on our vacation, dude.
Yeah.
We were.
From New Orleans to Mexico, I was killing it on Tinder in New Orleans.
Really?
Killing it.
Good times.
New Orleans is fun.
All right.
We should go back.
It's
yeah,
so
no.
fun there.
It's so fun. I do want to go back.
But like, I couldn't
time.
Live there. Like, I don't know if people live there.
We were talking about that.
Didn't you say
yeah.
you got ripped off?
Oh yeah,
no,
I got scammed when I was there.
My sister and brother-in-law did when we were there.
Dude,
by a shot girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
You too.
Yeah.
Yeah. She just went up and literally like poured it into my brother-in-law's
yes.
mouth, and then was like. And then she was like, everyone wants one, everyone needs one, and then they
mm-hmm.
literally did it, and my they all said it tasted like juice, first of all.
Yes.
It didn't even taste like alcohol, and then they were charged like $45 a shot.
Yep, that's what happened.
And they like literally like held him there, and I'm like why are you paying these like sluts, like fuck them, like
right.
Ugh.
Yeah, no, it's but big learning lesson down there, like
yeah.
I was so like forgiving with people and just like, oh, like people mean well. Nah, dude, people are fucking assholes. Like
yeah.
Yeah.
That ruined like our whole night too. It just like set
it
like
did.
Such a low.
Or the
vibe.
The homeless guy's trying to clean your shoes. Did you get
yeah.
that? Oh
no,
my God.
I didn't.
I thought my friend was gonna like fist fight this hobo. Like, it was so funny.
Our cab driver, actually. So our Uber driver, first of all, dropped us off like, I don't know, like 2 miles away from our hotel or something. And we had a shitload of luggage. I had 52 pounds
of luggage. On the nose.
And they were like, so he drops us off for like 2 miles away from the hotel. And this cab driver like ends up like insisting on giving us a ride.
And not to mention when the Uber driver dropped us off, he was literally like, yeah, it's just like right up the street. Just right up the street. No big deal. This is it. Get out. And me and Lisa are like, okay. Because, like, who does that? Who the fuck does that?
Yeah. That's wild.
Yeah, thank God for that cab driver.
Yeah, but he's like, don't leave your groups. This is such a dangerous city. He got a little racist.
He did. He, what did he say? He and immediately said, I was like, oof, this is about to get racist.
This is a New Orleans cab driver.
Okay. He literally was like, stay away from black people. And Jenna was just like, okay.
Like, I'm all, what the fuck? All right.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Yep.
Yeah, so then, like, after that shot incident happened, I just had, like, that cab driver, like, reeling, like, through my brain, like, telling us how dangerous the city is. And, like,
you know, it's pretty scary there.
Yeah.
Especially when you're just so inebriated, like.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Really, dude, how many days straight were we fucked up?
The whole time.
Literally the whole time.
Until I got, like, sick.
Yeah,
because we had drink passes on the cruise.
We did, which was this at one point in time on our cruise. I literally passed out face down on the pool deck because I drank too much.
It's very safe to drink on a cruise, though.
It is, dude. Lacey, shout out to you. Grabbed all my shit.
I was like, "Hey, you forgot all your stuff," and she's like, "I don't want it." And I was like, "Okay, I guess we'll go get it."
I took my burnt butt cheeks and I went back down to our room.
Yeah, 15 free drinks a day.
What?
And the most I actually reached was like 13.
I was gonna say, yeah, there was not a day that we like hit a cap.
Who makes it to 15?
Yep.
Like,
yep.
Who made? Jeez.
Oh yeah.
With the highest quality alcohol too.
Yeah, anything you can order, top shelf, whatever.
Wow.
Like, yep. We're taking Patron shots. And
yep, we sure were.
Damn. See, good. I don't know, cruises are so, like, I don't know.
I heard the, like, the way that they're built up is, like, really fucked up. Like,
yeah.
What
the
do you
way
mean?
They employ people.
Oh.
So, like, they do it through, like, business through Norway, but, like, they get all their employees from, like, the Philippines or something, and they pay them, like, shit wages, like obnoxiously shitty wages for, like, very extraneous long hours of work.
Yeah, all of our servers actually did kind of tell us
their stories. Like,
yeah,
we would like hold them at our table forever talking to
them. People, but they
loved us too.
Tell us about their families back home that they were like paying for, and all of them were from. One was from Bali. Yeah. Two of them were from India, mm-hmm. or maybe three. Like,
they are all so freaking nice, and they act
the sweetest.
Like, they act like
they love serving you so much. Like, that's me on a good night maybe once a month.
Yeah,
and they were like that every single day, just like,
yeah,
it was insane. But
cost wise it was nice. Like,
I think it was nice because we'd done so much in New Orleans that on the cruise we could literally just fucking
drink and like
and eat a shitload and
whatever
bullshit. And so if you just want like a vacation to like relax and not to like worry about anything,
then
you're big chilling on a cruise.
Big chilling.
We were
big chilling. Last night. Big chilling.
Exactly.
I know. Cyrus was like complaining to me about all that, and I was like, I was just vibing. He's like, no, that was not the vibe. Like,
I was so pissed by the end of it.
I was so hungover at work today, but I kept
calling it daylight saving. So
I'm just like, oh, like, crap. Daylight savings.
Okay, I literally just found out like the origins of daylight savings like 2 days ago.
What is it?
Okay, first of all, I've always complained about, because I just don't get it. Like, why do we do this thing? It seems very weird and not helpful. Well, apparently it was for like the farmers back in like years and years ago when like big crops and harvests like were like make or break for like cities and shit. Like, and it gave them like the farmers an extra hour of say of daylight or whatever for the help. I don't know, something like that. And it's like, bro, like, why has this not been changed?
But that's interesting.
Why don't you just wake up earlier?
I don't know. I don't understand daylight savings.
I don't. I guess I don't either.
Some states don't even do it. Like Arizona doesn't participate.
Yeah.
So now we're just picking. Just get rid of it.
That's so funny.
It's dumb. Like,
what the hell? As more states do it and some more states don't, then you're gonna have states that should be in the same quote unquote time zone. But like,
yeah, I didn't even know there were some states that didn't do it.
Yeah. I don't know. We need to stop it. Stop
it
daylight savings before it's too late. Before we run out of time.
Of daylight savings. Yeah.
Everyone's protesting Black Lives Matter. I'm just like, no, daylight savings.
Fuck daylight savings.
Yeah. That's the new.
The 20% podcast supports Black Lives Matter.
And daylight savings. The getting rid of it.
The banning of daylight savings. That bullshit.
I need to go to like those, like when they have like city hall, like anyone can just come in, like
start a petition.
Your sister-in-law did that.
Really?
What?
Like the talking at city hall.
Oh, did she really?
Yeah. Yeah, it was all over Facebook Live.
Wild.
That's crazy. Yeah, we need to pick a ridiculous issue and take it to like
trans animal rights.
Oh, yeah. I want to go door to door with like a petition, and I came up with the idea of going like for petitioning for trans animal rights, and just like have like just the most photoshopped pictures, like, and see how many signatures you can get, like just trans animal,
just like a picture of a cutout of a silicone dildo like on a fish.
She's now him. That'd be hilarious.
Salmon? No, more like Sam Man.
Sam Woman.
Oh man,
we went to Zoomies.
Oh my god! Yes, we do need to talk. So we're at the mall. Great. We had such a good.
It was fantastic.
He woke up and he was like, "I want to go get Cinnabon." I was like, "Okay,
nice."
And that turned into like a 3-hour trip to the mall. We were just like. Browsing.
Yeah. Yeah, we managed to go in and only buy Cinnabon, Annie Ann's, and
I bought some tea.
From the tea store? Fancy tea store?
I don't know. No. It was just like, yeah, no.
That was way less exciting than I thought it was going to be. No.
all the videos and like memes you see about Zoomies employees, like we thought they were like way overplayed. Like that can't be. Nope. Everything you read is true. Just like we get greeted by this dude like in a two sizes too small black t-shirt, like with his hair slicked back. He's like, "What? Welcome in, guys. Like, we're at maximum capacity right now. Like, we're actually at 22. We're supposed to be at 20. So I don't, you know, and there's no one at the register. So
I just took a Vyvanse."
Like, like, dude, this guy was coked out or something. Like, and we were just like chilling, like waiting to go in. And then two people come out and this girl's like, "Come on in." Like,
and even then, the chicks there are hella broed out. Yeah. They're just like,
"What's up, dog? You trying to get your dick wet later? You should buy this. Chest bump. You should buy this hat."
She's all chest bumps to enter.
And then like in the middle of the store, like someone just like was ringing someone out and he just goes, "Oh, hey, bro, can I get a price check? Price check." And then the other bro was like, "Yeah. Oh, bro, what song is this on? Like, what song's on right now?" Like, just like, I was like, dude, this is not real.
Were you guys
like,
just pissing yourselves in this fucking disease? I would have laughed.
And then there was this guy with, like, baggy pants and a gun. Like, and a beanie. And I was like, does he work here?
He's
like,
actually the Zoobies bodyguard.
He was just walking around like he was on Xanax.
Like, he was on, like, a winter coat. And
Jesus.
Like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm terrified.
And he was just packing heat. And I was like, and he's like, "What's up, bro?" Like, and I was like, "Is this the security? Like, is this the boss?
Security?
Like, I don't know. No, it's probably their drug dealer. Like, making like,
probably
making a drop. Like,
I think he was saying he's like, I just been out in Tacoma. That's
it. No, it just like was so like, yeah, It was so it was zoomies. it was a frat, just frat party, and they're like, "What's up, bro?"
Oh God. That makes me want to go into a zoomies. And you guys are
standing there in the corner.
We're just losing
like...
it, dude. We're just like
watching, at everyone
laughing. Yeah. I think I remember saying like, "This can't be real. Like this is
like this is a joke. This has to
like
be
this
a joke.
Is shit we'd say if we worked here. Like as a like, I don't get it."
I really like popcorn, so we went into the movie theater just to get popcorn, and it's crazy. Movie theaters are open, and it's like weird. Super easy and chill, like, and no one's going, so it's like super, just like
quiet.
So chill. But like we weren't going to a movie. I just wanted popcorn personally,
and then
so I got popcorn and a soda. I go get a soda. Ryan goes to the bathroom. I'm going to go to the bathroom. And he's like, okay. And then you never expect like weird shit to happen, even though you probably should at this point with fucking the shit that you do.
Yeah.
You're standing over in the hallway where all the movies are, where there's no one checking. He's like waving. He's like, come on. Come on. Come on. Follow me.
You're just like, okay.
He's like, let's go see a movie. And I'm like, okay. So we just like snuck into this movie.
Just picked a random theater and we walked in an hour into this movie called, what was it, Tenet?
Tenet.
Tenet. And we and like, there's like four people in there.
An
like, we just walked
movie,
in.
You said it was?
Yeah. And we're chilling there for like, what, like 45 minutes? And we're like, I just don't get this movie. Like,
did you come in at the beginning?
No, we were an hour into it.
I was so surprised when I like texted you guys and I was like, hey, what's up? And like, you both, like, Sarah's like, we're in a movie or snuck into a movie. And then I get like this Snapchat from Ryan at the screen. I'm like, what?
It was so fun. Like, and we just like throwing popcorn at each other, like on the ground, like making a mess. It was great. Throwing it at the like projector where the movie comes
okay,
out.
Okay, so
like,
we sat down, like we're like 2 minutes into sitting down, and we hear like someone. It sounded like someone like tapped on the glass really hard, like they adjusted the projector or something.
Yeah, we were.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and I just like threw the popcorn like up by the window to like the room that they have.
Hey, we snuck into this theater.
We defeated you.
Off up there. Spent $15
keep
on this
it
popcorn.
Down.
Yeah,
popcorn. Movie theater popcorn.
Pretty good.
That shit.
Slaps, dude.
Oh,
so
yeah,
good.
It is good.
Yeah, we had a nice
I'll
little.
I'll go face first into a bucket of movie theater popcorn.
It felt good. It felt good to sneak in to the movies. It
yeah.
felt.
I
on my youth
when
back.
I was younger.
Yeah.
They just make it so easy.
Yeah, they're not even trying.
They don't even give a fuck.
Honestly, though, if you pay $20 to go see a movie, you deserve to be able to movie hop a little bit.
Thank you.
Yeah. I think
right?
so.
Yeah, what the hell?
Come on, I paid $20 for a thing of popcorn. It's like, candy's like $6.
Think
so
about, dude,
yeah.
like,
yeah. like
a date to the movies.
Cents.
Like, you're going to be spending like $75.
Really?
No.
That's bullshit.
Yep.
No wonder Netflix and chill's way better.
Oh, for sure.
Like,
plus
you got to pay nothing because you're milking your mom's Netflix, probably.
Also, then if they're like weird, then you don't have to be stuck out in public with a fucking
weirdo.
Well,
no, I mean in that,
exactly.
in that, if, but if you just meet yes. them there or something, then you could just be like, I'm going to the bathroom, and then just don't go back.
That's phenomenal. Have you done that?
No, I haven't had to, but I'm just saying that could be a big power move. Like,
I always try to give myself an outlet when I go on dates with mm-hmm. people that I don't know at all. Like a really, really
Cyrus
good
had a
outlet.
Search party in his parking lot.
What are you talking about?
One chick.
What?
What?
Remember
that
a
chick?
Search party? What
she
are you
had
talking?
Her friend with her and like they went lean.
Oh,
oh
yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, that was weird. I was, like, she was, like, wondering why I didn't fuck her. She was, like, like super weirded out. And I was, like, I don't know, is Chris Hansen going to walk in the door? Like, are you underage or something? Can I see your ID at this point? Like, what's like, do I give
and
off
her,
a Joe Goldberg vibe from you? Like, I'm fucking...
Like, her friend dropped creep? Her off and then just sat in the parking lot the whole time.
Yeah, that's weird.
And then she was, like, what's wrong? I'm like, do you need to go or something, dude? Like, I don't know.
Did someone notice that her friend was like sitting outside?
Yeah, and I was no, she was like texting her like the like back and forth the whole time, like just like chilling in my house. Like, I don't know. I was like really confused.
That's
I was like
weird.
How cringy.
Yeah, what
yeah,
the fuck?
It was like I was like, "All right, you can like go whenever, dude." And, like, I don't know.
She's like, well, I have science in an hour anyway.
And was, yeah. Yeah, that was a while ago. Yeah, that was, well, that was in the past.
Blah. Yeah, what you gonna do?
Dates are weird.
Yeah.
Dates are weird.
Single life.
Yes.
I felt bad for making a guy feel like a serial killer. So I went to the, like, water by him, like, the Alki Beach alone with him, so that, like, because I had already accused him of being a serial killer. So then I put myself in the position to be murdered.
Sorry I called you a serial killer.
I'm like, yeah, we murder me. Go.
Like, see, wouldn't that be wild if you were a serial killer? Because, like, there was a serial killer around here. And he's like,
I'm not a serial killer. I'm like, sounds legit to me.
Lazy's like, checks out.
Serial killers would never lie.
That's their one thing. They don't lie.
Good doggy. They were sending Cyrus to Idaho to get a cat.
Yeah.
Feather.
Feather's very
cute. Hasn't stopped thinking about her.
I'm excited for you.
I miss her. Are we gonna like quit our jobs and do something drastic like tonight? Because I don't want to go to work in the morning.
Or? Dude, it's so funny. My girlfriend was like, she was like, oh my god, I don't want to go to work, and I'm just like, you know, I've quit jobs that I've just gotten after I just lost another job. Like, and life goes on. Like, yeah. I promise you, it's fine.
Yep.
Like, yeah, you're gonna be stressed, I guess. But like, money comes and goes. Like,
and work also.
Like,
it sucks. I, life, a job that you fucking I just hate.
Yeah. Life's too short. You should be waking up and like, I'm going to have a good day. And you know, if something's in the way, shove it aside.
Yeah.
Because whatever jobs we got right now, you can find a new one.
Yep.
Oh, they're very replaceable. So quit that job.
Ah! Quit that job.
Go to the casino. Quit the job.
Leave your family.
Buy the meth.
What? Just completely on board with whatever.
Down.
Oh my god.
That's how I think life should be.
What are we doing?
Not meth, apparently.
Yeah.
I know. I'm already dreading work on Tuesday. It's Sunday.
I have the next 2 days off.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do?
I feel like this episode flew by.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't believe it's an hour.
Crazy.
Closing thoughts.
Listen, man. Just be safe.
With what?
I don't know where I was going with that at all.
It just gets deep.
Yeah, all of a sudden, out of nowhere.
Listen, as an American citizen, I have to say, at the bottom of my heart, down the street and around the corner.
Into town.
Over Don.
Looking for cigarettes.
Over down yonder by the river.
Ryan's a crazy drunk.
No.
I just want to be like Chris Farley, you know? He's just so lovable.
Was that the fat guy?
Yeah, he did all the coke and heroin he wanted to.
Yeah, he was extremely unhealthy.
Died extremely young. And he got young.
To... How old
was he?
I don't know, but he was very young.
I think he was like late 20s.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Yeah, living in a van down by the river.
Yeah, he really did live his best life, though.
He did. He got to eat as much as he want, and mm-hmm. all the cocaine he and want, and all the heroin he want.
Still got bitches.
Yeah. I don't know about that. You think so? Maybe.
For sure.
Did Chris Farley get bitches?
I don't know. I think Chris
he
Farley
had to
got
have.
Bitches. I don't know. Someone tune in and ask. Or answer.
Tune some in and women ask? Eat that shit up.
Some women do.
So...
That what, guy off on West Coast Radio, he has people like big email him questions and stuff.
What are you saying?
The guy on West Coast Radio, he has people like email him like questions and stuff.
Oh, nice.
Like for advice.
Oh, yeah.
If you guys need advice, we totally got some.
We like
to. Oh,
man,
that would be fun.
I know. We got to get the Discord going. So join our Discord. That's my final closing thought.
Give us all the pickles you're in.
That'd be cool if you guys had questions to answer.
Yeah, that'd be hilarious.
You could do like a 10-minute set of answering questions that people have.
The 20%. We're very versatile.
You guys are a very versatile group.
We can do it all. We're a circus.
We can fix your carburetor and call a plumber.
Yeah.
No, I got a snake for the pipes. We don't even need a plumber.
A snake and a Drano, that's all you need.
Yeah, and a good plunger. It turns out a good plunger makes a difference.
It does, it does. Me and Lisa are our own plumbers.
That sounded a little... I'm like, I don't know why people always think we're lesbian couples. She's going around telling people we're our own plumbers.
I'm all, fucking, I just don't get it.
You fucking men can never do what a machine can do.
Not that shit. Not with that shit that they're making these days. You sure can't. No offense.
No, we're out of business.
Oh my god, that random. But that vacuum store we passed in Everett.
Yes. What it say?
Everything we sell sucks.
I love it.
That's what you want.
It's so
that's
good.
Bold. I love it. Yeah.
This is a video from last night. What's this?
It was a video of me.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Your mom's chest.
I love when you reach that point in your nightlies where you're just like drunk and ornery and like just fucking idiot.
You just get like, no, fuck
it's
you.
It's so funny.
I always thought I was a pretty compliant drunk, though.
I think you're compliant.
Yeah.
You just...
I'm not going to run the streets, just, most likely.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that would be...
Yeah, not like Ryan.
I just love doing that. I just love being a mess. I love being a wreck.
We can tell.
I just feel like I'm in my zone, you know?
Well, thank you for driving us.
Yeah, being your DD.
Yeah, I guess whatever.
Fun.
Thanks. I was doing just fine.
When you get
own.
Older, you won't have to drive us anymore.
I don't know what that means.
It's a rite of passage.
Okay. Youngest drives.
this was great.
You got the least on your record, okay?
Yeah. All right, folks. Next time you see us, we'll have a prostitute in hand.
Whoa.
Well, it's going to be in Lacey's hands.
And he's like, and then we'll get one for the show. All right, homies, thank you for listening. This has been just awesome. Hope you had a great Halloween. Stay spooky. Get pumped. Get ready for Thanksgiving. People overlook Thanksgiving for Christmas. And you know what? I don't understand the big hoopla. Christmas isn't that great. I'm just going to say it. Thanksgiving, mashed potatoes, way fucking better.
Stuffing.
And not the cranberry gross. If you eat I don't like the cranberry sauce.
Depends on what it's
I don't like it. I sound like it, so I'm throwing it away. Good night, everyone.
Fuck. So much editing, you know. We say what we gotta say, folks. We give you the best of the information.
Some call us the raw dogs of podcasting.
Yeah, exactly. No protection. Alright.
No robber.
Yeah, the robber.
No glove. No love. Why are we so broken? I don't